Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Redmen TV. My name is Dan Clough, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Eduardo Oliveira, former Fluminense youth coach, to speak about Andre. Eduardo, how are you doing, mate? You okay?
Yes, man. Always good, and it's a pleasure to talk about Andre with you guys, and hopefully it's going to be a good talking, and we can get from there.
Yeah, mate, absolutely. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, buddy. Thank you so much for your time. Like I mentioned, you were a coach at Fluminense, under-20s, under-17s level. When did you first come across Andre, and what were your initial thoughts when you did meet him?
I worked with Andre from 2018 all the way to 2021. Mm-hmm. So pretty much he was from 17 years old all the way to 20 years old. So he was always a player that impressed me because he is very good on the ball. He is good physically, so he can protect the ball and also build the game up. And defensively, he has a strong body in order to steal the ball and keep possession for our team. So it's something that he always impressed me with, the quality that he has on the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned some of his qualities there. In terms of his technical qualities then, I found an interview you did a few years ago and you said he was an athlete with extreme potential. What was it about him that made you so impressed? What made him stand out from some of the other lads?
I'll give you an example. We had a goal for him that he would have to steal 12 balls a game when he was a U17. And he made that number up to 15. You know, so he's a guy that if you give him a goal, he wants to go up to that goal. You know, he tests himself. So that's something that we always created in training sessions and always a game also. So he could just improve himself in different aspects of the game. You know, the second aspect that he improved a lot since he started for the first team at Fluminense was his long-range shot. That's something that he didn't have very well when he was a youth level. And now I can see he's shooting the ball better, but still it's a point of his game that he can improve better, you know what I mean? But he's still, he does a lot of stuff there in practice in order to reach their maximum level, you know? That's something exciting for a coach.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned there in terms of he's working hard in training. Is that something he's always done? Has he always put the extra effort in? Because Liverpool recently signed Szoboszlai, and I had some conversations with his managers and his former managers, and they'd say he'd stick around after training. He'd really put the work in. Was Andre similar?
Yeah, I think Andre tries to test himself every time. Mm-hmm. Though I don't think he's a guy that it's okay with being ordinary, you know, mediocre. You know, he just want to be the best that he can be. I don't know. I never had a problem with his ego. Andre is not a guy with an ego. He's always been a captain for teams in the youth. You know, he had a drive to improve, and that's something that it's special in a team. You know, his teammate was João Pedro, that's at Brighton right now, and both of them were pretty much the same. You know, they wanted to beat each other, you know, even though they're different positions, but they wanted to just beat themselves. You know what I mean? There wasn't nothing personal with anybody else in the team. You're just them trying to to improve themselves and being the best version that they can be.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned there, Eduardo, he was a captain in the youth levels. What was it about him that made him a captain, really? Was he a leader? Was he a leader on the pitch? Was he a leader off the pitch? What was it that made him sort of an obvious choice to be a captain of those sides?
Andre is a guy that leads by example. You know, his work ethic, you know, his dedication, and he's always a humble guy in order to prove the others in front of him, you know. So this is something that I think is there are qualities for a leader, there are qualities for captains, and that's why he deserved it to be a captain during the time that he was in youth, you know. So this is something that I think he is getting better, you know, with the opportunities to be in the national team now and playing the pros, playing with Marcelo and Fluminense, you know. So I can tell you that probably he's better than he was back in the day when I was coaching him.
Yeah, absolutely. You said there he's played for Brazil. He's obviously got that one cap. It was against Senegal recently. Do you think his development in terms of what he's done since he was with you and his development in the first team, do you think he'll go on to become a regular for the Brazil national side?
I think so. I think the way that he's doing nowadays is just getting better and better every game. And the Brazilian coach is the same coach that Fluminense is right now, you know. And it's a guy that he is reliable. You know, I think that's a perfect word for him. You know, I can see him, Bruno Guimarães, those type of guys, they are very reliable, you know, because they work very hard and they have the skill, you know. So you put those two qualities together, I mean, you can play anywhere in the world.
Hey, everyone, I hope you enjoyed that small section of my conversation with the brilliant Eduardo Oliveira. I'm sure you'll agree he was very complimentary about what will hopefully become future Red Andre. If you want to watch or listen to that show in full, head to redmenplus.com now. Sign up as a captain or a legend and you will get that, plus all the other amazing content that we do here at Red Men. And if you use code ENDO, you'll get captain yearly membership for half price. So go over there and get it done.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.